guys adjusted pretty well, obviously, as a secondary, you know, when Ronald went out. Then he comes back and give up the least amount of yards, passing yards you have all year.
Yeah.
And what does that say for the secondary? You know, how good can they be?
I mean, we're still working every day, you know, to get better. At no point do we doubt anybody that we put out there. We were very, very confident going into the year with Patrick Robinson and Jalen Mills on the outside. During camp, we were able to add Darby. He gets hurt. We went back to our original plan, and now we've put him back into the lineup. Just makes it that much better. I think, you know, we still haven't gotten to where we want to be at, but we're continuing to get better every day. The group is growing. We're getting tighter. We're adjusting. So the sky's the limit.
What kind of experience, how's it helped Rasul, you know, getting that experience? At some point, I'll have to be back out there again.
I mean, if you look at all year, we've relied on almost everybody in our secondary, from myself all the way to Jalen Watkins, you know, coming in, playing when Dexter McDougal was here. He was getting snaps. Rodney, Corey Graham, Razul, you know, everybody's contributed, and it's been at key points in the season. And we don't see that, you know, being any different. We know there's going to be another point in time, whether it be soon or down the road, where we're going to have to call on those guys, and they need to be ready.
Doug Peterson says it's on the veterans to make sure that this team maybe doesn't get complacent or doesn't let the expectations get to this team. What is your message to the younger guys?
I mean, it's been the same thing that we talked about all year. And as we kind of go along the season and gain more wins, it's more important that we stick to kind of those plans. And that's really to stay in the moment, to enjoy where we are, enjoy the process and the grind of practice, to believe in the process and not try to, you know, as the stakes get higher and the pressure builds, you don't want to get away from what got you here, and it's simple. You know, we play hard, we play together, we execute, and when we do that, we usually have a lot of fun.
What do you see on Trubisky? He's a rookie. Obviously, he's going to make his mistakes, but what do you see the upside for him so far this season?
I mean, so far his ability to you know, make plays with his legs has been a positive. He's a mobile guy. In all those fields, he can escape the pocket and extend the play. Whether he's scrambling for a first down or scrambling to get somebody open, that's always tough on defense. It helps him a lot that he's got, you know, a top five running offense. Takes some of that pressure off of him. So far, that's the biggest thing there. Since they've kind of went to him and really committed to the run, turnovers have been down. So it's one of those things that, you know, they're going to do a good job of protecting him. We got to put him in some situations where we can take advantage of.
This Bears running backs do present a unique challenge. Have you seen defenses rolling their coverages to Cohen in particular, and would you guys do something like that?
I don't know about rolling our coverages. I don't think we had to do that all year. But he's definitely a matchup, you know, issue, and they put him all over the place. He's at receiver. He's in the backfield. He's in the slot. So, you know, everybody's going to have to hold up, you know, whether he's on a linebacker, a safety, or a corner. We've seen him make plays at every position. And so he's running, you know, post routes on corners and making the plays. So, and then, you know, obviously they're able to just line up and run the ball at pretty much anybody. So we'll have our hands full with that.
Does that make it tougher to play against? I mean, there was a game they won earlier this year. Trubisky threw, like, seven passes, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that they can keep going to the run over and over
again, no matter what the score is. I mean, yeah, if we can't stop the run, it's going to be a long day. I mean, let's not get that mistaken. Yeah, I think, you know, as we look at how teams want to attack us, I think the biggest thing, if you have a rookie quarterback and you know we enjoy getting after quarterbacks, the one way to protect them, you know, is to run the ball. And even if it's, you know, not getting you a whole lot, if you can just slowly move the chains and control the game, I think that's something that they'll continue to do, as well as, you know, move the pocket throws, get him out of, you know, that pocket, get him on the move where he has a run pass option. So we got to do a good job. They present some unique issues when it comes to their run game and their play action pass bootlegs. So it'd be a unique challenge for us.
What's your plan for Thanksgiving?
Well, we have practice.
Yeah.
And then for the couple hours that we do have free, I'll get back home to Jersey.
Did you ever play any, like, Turkey Bowl games growing up, or any kind of favorite memories of playing football on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we played Piscataway High School in New Jersey. We played our rival Franklin High School every year on Thanksgiving. I feel like I won all of those games. And then when I was in New Orleans, we beat Dallas on Thanksgiving Day as well.
So Thanksgiving football has a pretty good track record.
It's been fun for me. Yeah.
Since 2014.
Oh yeah. I've already forgot about that one. Yeah.